This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I can never hear this song without the snorting in it.
You know what? When I listened to it, I thought it was going to play the snorting.
That's the best. Welcome back. Midday Show. All right. Yeah. It's officially football season, everyone, because yes. We have drama in Big D Cowboys land.
Save the drama for your mama.
Yeah, they arrived yesterday at Cowboys camp, and of course, Micah Parsons is planning to show up and not hold out, even though he doesn't have a contract yet. Jerry Jones asked yesterday about Micah Parsons and the impending contract issues with his star pass rusher.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Good old chair.
This is the year. For him to sit there and make that inflammatory comment about Dak, and then, well, Micah, and then Dak.
Oh, his two best players.
It's crazy.
It was crazy.
I mean, for you to sit there and litigate in front of everybody the way that you did about these two players is bananas. Knowing that, you know, you're probably in contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to say that, somebody has, what's his son's name, Steven?
Steven Jones.
But you know how Dad is. You know he about to go to the upper room, so don't take that personal, dog. That's probably what he's telling him. You know, he didn't mean it like that. That's just crazy to say. Like, basically, you're saying, well, you know, I don't know how your availability is going to be because you might get hurt because you was hurt last year. That's a hell of a way to negotiate.
So J.J. Watt saw the clip of what we just played for you, and he put this on Twitter. Quote, anytime you could publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting you. Hugh, you know who reposted that? Micah Parsons.
Yeah. I mean, because it's true. You, like, I can remember being in negotiations and, you know, stuff is said behind closed doors. You know, it gets real, you know, talking about your production and da da da. But to sit there in an open forum like that and say that and knowing, like, the way it's set up now, you're going to immediately go get the players retort.
Of course.
And everybody has something to say. That was just a bold move by Jerry. Like I said, I feel this is probably Jerry's cancel season. I feel like this is the year he's going to get way too comfortable
in one of those press conferences. The absolute glory hole.
Well, he's almost there, obviously.
Dude, he's almost there. So he's going to say something and everybody's going to be like, oh, did he just say that? Like, he's on his way. He's on his way. He's definitely on his way.
Well,
I'm here for it, too.
Yeah, I know you. Well, I think we all are. I mean, obviously, the downfall of the Cowboys is one of our favorite things on the show. And it just, now it feels like football season. I know we're going to be at camp tomorrow. It's going to feel like football tomorrow when we're out there at practice. it feels like training camp is beginning now that Jerry Jones is having a public contract dispute with one of his star players. Like, we're back now. This is football season has arrived, and I am even stronger in my view that the Cowboys will win no more than 7 games. This is a disaster of a football team, disaster of a... Brian Schottenheimer is the one that is trying to put out the fires. He's like a make-believe Sirianni. Sirianni, if he wasn't any good, that's Brian Schottenheimer. Speaking of all this,
Sirianni is the eighth
best coach. Yeah. That's a good ranking. There's a lot of good coaches. I mean, there's good
Dan
coaches.
Campbell, though.
Dan Campbell's a very good coach.
He won right 15 there.
I mean, come on.
Football games with the Lions.
Great. Oh, man. It's amazing.
He
did make the Lions relevant,
though. What did Dan Campbell do?
Make them relevant.
He made the Lions.
Doesn't call plays on either side of the ball.
No, he doesn't. He's Sirianni.
I know, but Sirianni is a winner. He didn't blow.
He's a winner.
Dan Campbell just lost to a 6 seed and a rookie at home in the playoffs.
Yeah. Defense.
That's the number one seed.
Decimated.
Decimated,
though.
Yeah.
Decimated.
Look, I had to keep the same energy for Sirianni I did for Hurts.
No.
If I didn't want to bump Hurts up too much because of the Super Bowl, I had to do the same thing with Sirianni.
Whoa. Hold on. He's a coach, though.
I know.
Okay. It's a little bit different.
To me, they're a little bit more similar than other teams because they do benefit from a lot around them. Right?
I don't know what goes on a coach's resume other than wins. Whereas the quarterback is
awesome press conferences, biting people ankles.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Biting ankles.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
I mean, if it's just on press conferences, Sirianni's top two. And he's not two.
That's pretty dope.
Yep. It was Mount Union, right?
Mount Union. He's wide receiver.
Proud of Mount Union.
How'd you forget all those great years at Mount Union?
Yeah, he was balling.
He was a good player. All right, Cowboy Jim in New Jersey wants to comment on his Cowboys as a disaster. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Before I get to Jerry Jones and his intervention,
yeah.
Hugh, Joe, listen, Kyle. Oh, yeah, Kyle, you're back. Oh, yeah, God bless America. Yeah, great. Listen, Hugh, you can't take off because last week it was Joe and Kyle, and they take 10 calls every half hour, and all you hear is Kyle saying, "What are you talking about?" So you can't. We can't.
People should start making more sense, if you ask me.
What are you talking about? Yeah, about you, you moron. Listen,
Jim, do you have anything to bring to the table today?
No.
What did Jerry say that was so bad?
Well, he's in a contract negotiation with his star player.
And he talked about him being hurt.
Yeah, which is not even really a theme of the guy's career. Doesn't he play, other than last year, he's played 16 or 17 games each year. You got me here defending Micah Parsons.
And then he took a shot at his quarterback that he didn't want to pay last year.
He's not taking a shot at them. What he's saying is this. He's just saying this. You guys were like, oh, the Cowboys are terrible, they're this, they're that. Those players were hurt. All right, so you blame Jerry Jones for them being hurt.
No one said that.
No,
okay.
Just for that comment.
Yes, that's what you're doing. That is what you're saying.
It's not what anyone's doing.
It's the comment, like throwing them under the bus, like just because I paid
them. They got hurt. Why would they be upset that he said, "Well, they got hurt"?
Did you see did you? Maybe you missed it.
Maybe I probably wasn't listening.
J.J. Watt said it is basically he took offense as a player if an owner did that. And Micah Parsons saw what J.J. Watt said and reposted it. Don't you see the problem here?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't see it.
Sometimes this radio station is the definition of leading horses to water and just watching them look back at you.
I have no problem with Jer Bear. I have no problem.
Neither do we. I love him. I hope he stays around forever. I hope he avoids the upper room for at least another 5 years.
The upper room.
Dude, he's not going to say what you think he's going to say. He's not. Okay.
Not in front of the cameras.
There's going to be an email.
He's going to think it's a text message and he's emailing it.
What you say, Jim? He's not going to say it.
What do you think he's going to say? Okay, because I happen to work with somebody that is related to Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. Okay, and she's half honeysuckle and half jasmine. Okay, so Jerry's got that in his blood. So don't think that he's going to come out.
Speaking of that, did he ever claim that daughter that came out and said that he was the daddy? Did he ever claim her?
He probably gave her $1 million.
Yeah, that seemed like a big payoff to make everyone go away.
Lost money.
And as for these Phillies celebrating, look what they did last year when they celebrated after going to the playoffs. You would have thought they'd have won the World Series.
Well, they won the division.
Their celebrations are out of control. It's out of control.
The division one is fine. I mean, that's an accomplishment to win the division.
And the Cowboys are not going to have 7 losses. They're going to have 5 losses.
No, 7 wins. 7 wins, Jim. You're misunderstanding. 7 wins. 7 wins, 10 losses for the Cowboys. You know how many games the Cowboys are going to win this year? Off top of your head.
Probably about five.
Five?
Five wins?
Five games. Wow. Five, six. You think the Cowboys are going to be good?
Kyle does.
No, hold on.
You do.
He just threw you,
you
way.
Do.
He threw you way under the bus.
I don't think...
You don't think they're going
to
be
I don't know
bad?
How many times I have to say this. I just don't think everybody should just be dismissing them all of a sudden.
But
I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to be a great team.
No, I didn't
that they're
going
they're going to win a playoff game or whatever.
But there's a line between good and that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sure. Okay. So if you're going to ask me, like, is the second team in this division going to win 9, 10 games, maybe even 11? Yes. And I think that very well could be Dallas.
That's pretty good to good. 9, 10, 11. Okay. Yeah. I mean, 9's pretty good. 9's average. 10 is pretty good.
They're dysfunctional.
11's good.
They're dysfunctional right now.
I agree.
They seem dysfunctional going into every season.
Well, that's
and then they manage to win games.
They typically do. But now I'm going to defend Jerry. If the quarterback gets hurt again, they're screwed. I mean, he's not getting any younger. These are major injuries Dak Prescott keeps having, right? There was a hamstring last year,
mm-hmm.
and from what we understood, it was like a severe hamstring injury. I mean, usually hamstring injuries, you come back at 6 weeks. He just disappeared
so
the whole season.
So wait a minute. Y'all think that a career special teams coach, coordinator, career coordinator is going to come in and he's going to right the ship for the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
He's going to win like 9 games?
He's going to be overwhelmed.
What was Harbaugh for the Ravens before he was their coach?
Harbaugh came from a coaching tree. Like, he came from coaching lineage, though. Like, his pops was a hell of a coach.
What was Brian Schottenheimer's pops?
Yeah, but he... Dude,
you're just describing Brian Schottenheimer.
No, I'm not. How long has this Schottenheimer cat been in the league?
A long time.
How many years, Kyle?
I don't know.
He was the Jets.
How many years was Harbaugh in the league before he was the Ravens coach?
Harbaugh was a coach for at least 5 years.
Okay.
And then he became a head coach. And they made the right.
But he
like
was a
they,
special teams
they
coach.
Were reluctant. Well, he was a special teams coach first. Then he became a position coach. And then he went on to be a head coach.
Rob Thompson was a bench coach before he was the Phillies manager.
I mean, I hear you. And so was Brad Snicker.
Brad Snicker was a bench coach. All right. I just think you're being a little bit dismissive.
Why are you riding so hard for the Cowboys? That's the question
I'm asking. This is shocking. I mean,
why are you riding
because
so
Because you're
hard.
Backing me up against the wall. Why do you think the Cowboys are going to be good? I'll tell you why.
I do think Kyle brings some fair retorts to
no,
the conversation.
No, he doesn't.
But, well, he does. There is one difference. There is one difference we can add in.
What?
Like, John Harbaugh was able to get Ray Lewis and Ed Reed to start his coaching career. Yeah. It was a pretty good landing spot for him. Brian Schottenheimer taking over the Cowboys, who just won 7 games last year.
They're going to have Micah Parsons. They're going to have a pretty good quarterback.
Yes.
They're going to have two solid wide receivers.
Sure.
Like, I mean, it's not like he's inheriting no talent whatsoever.
No, but also, let's go back to that time when John Harbaugh took over the Ravens. There was one threat in the division. It was just Steelers, right, with Ben Roethlisberger. They got to play tomato cans in the Bengals and Browns. Well, there's one tomato can in the NFC East. The other one might be the Cowboys themselves. Like, the two teams that played in the title game last year are in this division.
Well hold on, Kai, but... I think the Commanders are going to fall off.
I know you do. I disagree.
We did get a call last week that the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Ooh, wait a minute, what?
It was, I can't remember his name.
Was he high?
May have been, yeah. We didn't have you here to ask him, but yes. All right, speaking of high-pitched voices, we need to talk about another big name out there that has not yet arrived at camp. Hugh, one of your favorites, Trey Hendrickson, has not arrived yet at Cincinnati Bengals camp. They're still haggling over money.
Couldn't wait. I saw Kyle spooling that up as you said it. He ain't coming.
Why?
He ain't getting paid.
I want him here.
Oh, no, he ain't coming. Well, he ain't coming. He ain't going to Cincinnati.
Well, then he needs a team to play for this season. I know one that could certainly use an
They're going to probably hold him hostage, though, man. I can see them holding him hostage.
Well, what good does that do them or us?
Because they didn't even sign their first round draft pick yet, right?
No, I actually saw their owner, Mike Brown, yesterday.
Wait a minute. He's going back to school, isn't he?
No,
I heard he was going back to school.
So the coach shot that down. I think they allowed him to come back to Texas A&M to hang out and maybe use the facilities and work out, but he's not going to play.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're right. He's still holding out their first-round pick. It may be overkill, but we may need a daily Trey Hendrickson update here on the show. I mean, it could be important for us just to make sure we all know that Hugh Douglas does like Trey Hendrickson.
That's what we're doing. This is what we doing.
Did you miss me?
I mean, I'm starting to rethink that now. Though.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Matt in Bristol's up. Hey, Matt.
That's out to McGlory Hall. I love it when he calls with that guy.
He's doing the Carmen.
Carmen's the best. Yeah, until he makes me feel bad of myself. But usually I like him. Matt, what are you thinking today?
So you guys are talking about the Phillies, and I think everything is going wrong for Dombrowski because I think he was trying to showcase Abel and that blew up. And I think Bohm was a chip they might have used and he got hurt. And Painter is not lighting up the scoreboard. Well, he is lighting up the scoreboard in Triple H. You know, he's getting like five innings in and not pitching real well. So I think to me, prospects are just chips. Because they're not major league players. And how many times have we, this guy's untradeable and that guy's untradeable, and we trade him away and they end up doing nothing? I mean, Kyle Drabeck or Brandon Duckworth or any of them guys.
Oh, there's plenty of them over the years.
Yeah.
And Matt, like, I understand holding on if you believe in them, but sometimes it's almost like a stock. You have to sell high,
yeah.
Right? Unfortunately, it feels like Miller and Painter, their stocks were higher last year, and now we still might be able to use them. But last year, I mean, they were like everyone wanted those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I would – so when we're talking about what they're trying to do, I'm trying to be realistic, and that doesn't mean that – that they can't get somebody like a Joe Blanton to come in that's, wouldn't be like he wasn't like a high on the radar guy, and he ended up coming in here and helping them win a World Series. Or, so I think they're definitely going to make a move, but I'm not expecting like a huge splash.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. Hugh certainly does. And
yeah,
Matt,
that's not going to happen.
The way you framed it, that could work. My only issue with it is Dombrowski hasn't hit on those kind of guys. Like, he tried that last year, right? Austin
yeah.
Hayes was that, and then he, unfortunately, it didn't work out here. Like, I'm okay with that if it works, but it's got to work.
Well, I think one of the guys you're looking at is the pitcher we signed yesterday. That's a guy that
– David Robertson,
Yeah, may or not be the guy that might help with the bullpen. Bullpen's a mess. I mean, it's just a mess, and it's costing us games. And I'll bring up one other thing because it's really been aggravating me. And if you guys have heard me call about this, I thought they finally fixed it. When they took Schwarber out of the leadoff, and now they're batting him two. Like, what? We aren't scoring runs because the lineup is screwed up again. And I don't know if it's Topper or the analytics guy saying that this is the best way. He's a four-hole hitter or a five-hole hitter. He's not a top-of-the-lineup guy. And it's driving me bonkers. So we're not scoring.
Yeah, well, they're not scoring enough. And Matt, I think it could work, but you got to move the right guys in around. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. You know, to me, that what he's talking about has been exasperated here by Boehm getting hurt, right? Mm-hmm. So he wants Schwarber to hit cleanup, Bryce third, Trey first. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. With Boehm out, who's hitting second? Like, if you want to do it the way our last caller did, Trey one, Bryce three, Schwarber four, they don't have a two hitter.
Mm-hmm.
But like, with Boehm out of the lineup, it throws things off. Like, who are you just going to put a two? Castellanos? No. Mm-hmm.
Definitely not that.
Kepler.
Yeah, he's been crying for more time. It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that didn't work. The fact that Stott has stunk for 2.5 months does not help this. And that brings me back to when, Kyle, we did finish in the Phillies role, the Stephen Kwan thing. Like, that would give you another guy you could put near the top.
Mm-hmm. One or two,
right. And then you could, whatever, him and Trey just
play ball.
Alternate.
I think I'd rather have Max, our YouTube guy, hit number two than Max Kepler.
I would too, yeah. Do you have faith in anyone less than Max Kepler right now? I mean, I just imagine it's usually just a ground ball to second or a pop-up. Do you think he can handle it?
You notice he's swinging at every first pitch now?
Yeah.
Do you think this is a tantrum?
Because of what happened a few weeks ago about him complaining about where he was in the lineup and everything.
I feel like he's being defiant.
Well, you notice the last couple weeks they've stopped playing him every single day against righties. They didn't pinch hit him the other night for Rojas. Here's a question. Do you think Max Kepler is going to be on the roster the day after the trade deadline?
No. Can't be.
Yeah.
He's probably gone. Oh, you're saying he's gone?
Yeah, he's probably gone.
Yeah, he bet. Well, he better be.
I thought you were about to tell us you still believe in him.
When did I ever say I believe in him? You got me mixed up with the
biggest losers that I've ever seen on the team.
What are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Who's the loser that I believed in?
Rojas is a loser. Yeah.
No, what are you hitting about? He's still about 230, ain't he?
Yeah. See?
He's still hitting about 230. Let me turn on my computer. He's still hitting about 230. Turn on my computer. Let me see.
Rojas is less of a loser than Kepler.
227.
Oh, well, yeah.
227.
He's a losing player, though.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's not a winning player.
227. He's right where, but that's where you wanted him to be.
No, I wanted him to be a majorly quality hitter.
This is what I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying.
Trying to win a World Series. This is one of the worst outfields for a contending team you'll ever see.
Okay. I'll admit that last year that was acceptable, but not this year. 227 ain't acceptable this year. But last year, that's all we were asking for was like 230. He was right there.
You've lowered the bar so low.
Well, they lowered the bar.
I'm tripping over it.
They lowered the bar. I'm just going by what they did.
Who lowered the bar?
The Phillies. They say, just hit 230. So he about 227.
What's Kepler's excuse? They paid him $10 million to come in here and steal money.
Now, that is a different story.
I mean, it's...
And then you had the audacity. You had the nerve to say, they ain't playing me enough. With a straight face. See that? When you tell a lie...
Yeah.
Just like you would tell your wife when you was at the Coldplay concert.
No, you would.
Well, I would try.
Yeah.
I didn't say it would fly, but I'm a damn sure. That's the kind of lies you need to tell.
Hold on. You said that dog would hunt.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
How quickly
lose your job and your wife in the same day.
Well, that guy managed it.
Yeah, he did. How quickly into the lie until you slapped across the face? 10 seconds? 5?
Well,
20?
I'm not going to stand that close, first of all.
Give yourself some wiggle room.
Because, in a situation like that, because I've been in that situation. Like, you.
Yeah, man.
Like, I was talking to Ike about it. No, I was saying, I was talking to Ike about it the other day because, it was a time when, I was an infidel that when it happened, I ain't had no friends for like a year.
You were persona non grata? Stay away?
Hey, Joe.
You're toxic.
It ain't a good place. Hey, listen. It ain't a good place to be, man. Stay with your wife. Don't fool around. I mean, because it's not a good place to be.
Well,
dog.
Just ask the CEO of that company.
I'm trying to tell you, because friends would call me and be like, yo, dog, yeah, you got to quit calling me. Like, for real.
You got to lay low for a while.
Hey, dog, you can't be calling me, dog. You can't be calling
so
me.
So, wait, you think that guy lost his job, his wife,
and
friends?
Yeah. Woo. Like, dude.
It's a trifecta.
You. Because all your married friends, ain't nobody fooling with you. Ain't nobody fooling with you because they can't.
They don't want to be like, where are you going out tonight with? Who are you going out with?
You don't want that. You don't want that conversation.
That's not good smoke to have.
Man, listen. Sat down and in my basement for 2 years. What the hell? What the hell I done did to myself, man? It ain't worth it. Hey, fellas, it ain't worth it, dog. I'm trying to tell you. It ain't worth it, dog. Just go ahead and don't do it. I don't care what the HR lady doing. Don't do it, dog. Don't do it. I don't care what she say she can do.
I don't care how cold she was.
I don't care. Don't do it, dog. Don't do it. I'm just saying. It's a lonely spot to be in. I'm trying to tell you. I'm just saying.
Hugh Douglas offers advice.
Don't be an infidel. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't do that.
The disgraced CEO.
Dog. It's a lonely spot. You ain't got nowhere to
stay. Something hit me about you saying that you were alone in your basement for 2 years.
No, Joe. Cats was caught. Like, they was like, dog, we can't fool with you. Like, can't nobody come. Hey, dog, you want to hang out? No.
You're toxic,
no,
buddy.
Brother, no. Everybody giving you the dirty looks. All the wives giving you dirty looks.
Yeah, you got to stay away from them.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it's rough.
215-592-9494. Your chance to hop in and react to the Phillies. Are you expecting a big move? Are you now open to Andrew Painter in the bullpen? What are you most looking forward to with Eagles training camp? And we'll get to an injury update on the other side. A WIP injury update. You're going to have to hear this. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.